Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. If you're a career woman struggling with overeating, emotional eating, or weight loss, you're in the right place. I'm Kate, a coach and former physician assistant, and I'll help you break free from those habits and build a healthier, more confident life. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi there, welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. Today, I'm diving into a topic that is a popular eating habit that many wish to break. It was actually an eating habit that I discovered I had many years ago when I was working as an orthopedic surgery trauma physician assistant. You wouldn't think that that would cause boredom, and it certainly didn't, but at night when I was relaxing on the couch, I felt bored compared to being constantly stimulated all day in that job. And I'll get more into that as far as understanding why boredom snacking occurs and how you can break your boredom snacking habit for good. Also in this episode, I will explain what boredom snacking looks like, psychological triggers, how it really relates to career women, and I'll also help you to identify boredom snacking patterns, including recognizing your triggers. I will also give you strategies to combat boredom snacking that are simple that you can do on your own. Finally, I'll include some tips to help you break your snacking habit long term. Okay, so as I mentioned, you wouldn't think that busy career women or busy people in general would have a problem with boredom snacking, right? So in my fast-paced career as a physician assistant, especially in a level one trauma center, so for anyone listening who is not in healthcare, that just means that that's like the highest level of trauma center. So your biggest traumas, they will go to a level one trauma center, whereas kind of like the maybe smaller, less serious traumas, those will go to a level two or a level three trauma center. So at that level one trauma center, I was part of the orthopedic surgical team. So I never would have thought that I would develop a boredom snacking habit, right? My job was anything but boring. But the problem was I got so used to that stimulation that then later, after I came home and maybe even created more stimulation for myself by going for a run after work, when I was winding down on the couch at night, I felt bored. That was only because of the contrast of not really doing anything at night compared to doing everything at a fast pace during the day with all the patients that I was taking care of at the hospital and in the office. So for you, do you feel like your day is pretty busy or pretty stimulating, either mentally or physically or both? And then part of your day can kind of be more of the opposite of that. That can totally set you up for developing a boredom snacking habit. Either feeling like it's busy or stimulating for multiple hours, and then there's that very much contrasted at night when it's more relaxing, or maybe you have alternating periods of time during your day and even during your night where it's busy, not busy, busy, not busy, busy, not busy. That can set you up for boredom snacking habit as well. Or maybe you don't have a busy or super stimulating job or personal life and it's just all kind of not stimulating, right? That can also set you up for a boredom snacking habit. Now, how is boredom snacking different than boredom eating or even boredom nibbling? All three are extremely similar, but I guess the nuances would be that boredom eating would maybe be like if you were eating a full meal out of boredom and not due to actual hunger. Boredom snacking would be more of like your snacky foods, right? And then boredom nibbling would just be like when you grab a little nibble here and there, but maybe find that it's due to boredom and not actual hunger, right? Sometimes that can also be like mindless snacking or mindless munching or mindless nibbling, right? So I've caught myself doing that, but because I'm so aware, I've caught myself. So the psychological triggers for why we actually snack when we're bored is because our brains crave stimulation. And food, especially that very tasty food that's has like higher sugar, high salt, or like higher fat content, right? Like a lot of the snacky foods, provides a lot of pleasure. So our brain sees it as a quick fix to not being stimulated. You see, boredom can be seen as discomfort because it's an emotion that's not exactly a positive emotion. Yes, boredom is an emotion. So our brains then want to avoid that discomfort and make us feel pleasure instead. And food can quickly provide that instant pleasure. However, it's not true internal pleasure. It's just pleasure that's very temporary from an external source, from food. But our brain sometimes does not care about that and will try very hard to avoid discomfort and increase pleasure. So think about yourself. If you've ever had to sit in like a long meeting at work, and I think now that we're often working remotely, that can even make the boredom during those long meetings worse, right? Because when you're not actually in the room with physical people, you might feel even less stimulated. You might find yourself yawning a little bit more if you're in on a long virtual meeting rather than a long in-person meeting. Or when you're working alone, say on your computer, especially if you're at home and not in a workplace. And that's just because of not having that stimulation around you of other people. And that can be a nice thing, right? Because you might be able to better focus when you're on your own without that outside stimulation. But it can also create an environment where you can be susceptible to boredom. And then when you have easy access to your kitchen and all the snacks, it just sets you up for creating that boredom snacking habit. And I'm not immune to it either, right? I have all of those circumstances as well. And that primitive brain, just like you, that's like the very like core of our brain that's been around for lots and lots and lots of years. And we share that part of the brain with animals. Animals also have that, but we also have a much higher functioning part of the brain as well. So my job now as an eating habits and weight loss coach is very stimulating to me, just like my job as an orthopedic trauma surgery PA, because I love my job now so much, but there are certain tasks when I'm not seeing clients that are a little bit mundane, such as creating pins for Pinterest for my podcast episodes and blog posts. Now, part of that is fun and exciting for me because I'm like, I'm sharing my podcast episode with others that might find it very, very helpful. But the act of it, like the actual actions are a little bit boring, right? Especially because I do it every week and I do like multiple pins and it doesn't take me long at all. I do it actually pretty darn quickly. But I think partly because of that, because it's so easy and so repetitive that it's just become a little bit boring, right? So I've noticed that sometimes when I'm making pins, especially in the afternoon, and especially if I've had a very busy day prior to that, I start feeling the urge to go into the kitchen to get something to munch on. But because I'm very aware of it, since I also use the tools that I teach my clients, that is absolute key, that awareness. So when my human brain does start feeling bored and like it needs a little stimulation, and then I feel that urge to get that stimulation from a snack, right? I'm aware of it and very much in control of it without having to rely on willpower, by the way, because willpower is a lot of work and not something that you want to have to rely on, especially at the end of the day when your brain is already zapped of energy. So next, I'm going to share some strategies, starting with things you can do ahead of time and then things that you can do in the moment. And then I'll share some kind of like that'll sort of lead into some little extra tips. All right, so for ahead of time, if you can start recognizing some triggers for you. So we're going to increase the awareness when we do this. Start recognizing some triggers, like when you notice you might be boredom snacking, take note of that, jot it down. When you start gathering data, you start recognizing patterns. And when you start seeing patterns, you can have that awareness ahead of time so that you can be conscious of it, deliberate, and prepped in advance as well. So that's really the first step to breaking your boredom snacking habit. Okay. Next, you're going to create a plan that you'll have ahead of time for when it comes up that you feel that urge to snack due to boredom. So remind yourself that your brain just wants stimulation, and there are lots of different ways to stimulate your brain besides food, right? Better ways. So make a list of a few options that you could do in the scenarios that you find yourself feeling bored and wanting to snack due to the boredom. For example, if you typically find yourself boredom snacking at night when you're watching TV, maybe get one of those stress relief balls that you could start squeezing while you're watching TV. That way you're getting stimulated in a physical way, and also by trying to focus on the TV and focus on continuing to squeeze the stress ball. That's just something I came up like super instantaneously. There's lots of other things that you can do, right? Maybe you could even get an adult coloring book and colored pencils in color while you're watching TV. You get the idea. So you can think of a few things that you could do. And if it's something like boredom during your workday, even just stimulation like getting up and walking around your house, or if you're at the office, standing up and stretching and doing a lap around the office. Don't go into the break room where all the snacks are, though, because you don't need anything making it harder for you, especially at the beginning. I always have my clients create plans ahead of time, and I have a special process for creating that plan to make sure it's doable, that we've problem solved for any potential challenges, and there are certain things within that process that make it way more likely that you'll follow through on it, like highly likely that you'll follow through on it. And they consistently find that this process works extremely well for them. One of my clients tells me every session, I love it, that she just cannot believe how effective it is for her, which makes me so happy because she's just incredulous about it. She's like, almost like in like shock, right? All right, now because thoughts play such a big part in eating behaviors, I want you to start thinking about boredom in a different way. So start thinking about boredom as peace, okay, or something related. So our brains can see boredom as uncomfortable, but what if we reframed it and instead of not being stimulated being boredom, it was peace instead, or something similar to that, like relaxation. So let's now, that kind of goes into some strategies while you're in the moment, okay? So if you're working and starting to feel bored, just take a moment to pause, close your eyes if you can, and just do that reset, that reframe and kind of shift it, right? To just telling yourself it's not so much boredom, like let's think about this as peace, right? And then start to just try to feel that peace in your body. When you start seeing boredom as not such a horrible thing, right? Not such an uncomfortable thing, and start seeing it as something that's a little bit more pleasant, your brain is going to have less of a need to escape from that boredom. It'll have less of a need to get stimulated by food. And it's a win-win because that'll just feel better to you if you reframe boredom and take that pause and tell yourself that you're feeling peaceful or relaxed instead. And that might take several times of doing because your brain is so used to seeing boredom as uncomfortable and something that you don't really want to be feeling. So that's normal if the first few times you're like, yeah, that's not working. Just give it a chance and try doing that several times. It will start getting easier. If you're still feeling that urge, then follow through on that plan you made ahead of time. So if you decided that you were going to do the adult coloring book, if you were feeling bored at night while watching TV, then start doing that, right? So implement that plan. And here's a little tip, set yourself up for success, okay? So actually, here's several tips. Make sure that adult coloring book and colored pencils or whatever it was that you decided upon ahead of time are near the couch or where you typically sit. That way, it's easily accessible. Or if it was something like at work, right, and you have chosen your alternate thing, make it so that whatever you need for that alternate thing is easily accessible, or that that activity is very easy to do, right? When you want to follow through with doing the action that you intend to do, you need to make it easy for yourself to actually do that. Also, having the coloring book and colored pencils there serves as a visual trigger to remind you that that's what you wanted to do instead of going to the kitchen and getting the snack, right? So we're very visual people, and something will trigger us visually or even by smell as well. So, or if you hear something, that can trigger you, right? Even just think about music. Like, if all of a sudden your favorite dance song came on, like, that would trigger that urge inside of you to maybe start dancing, or at least to feel a certain way, to feel a little bit more energized, right? So we always have something that triggers us, right? It triggers a thought, it triggers a feeling, it triggers a behavior. So use that to your advantage. Have the alternate thing that you're going to do, if there's an object associated with it, use that, put it in the place that's very strategic, and that will serve as your visual trigger. And then finally, give yourself some praise for following through. Our brains are kind of like little children. They actually need that positive reinforcement, that bit of praise to keep doing something. So don't underestimate the power of some kind words to yourself. And to create a long-term habit of not snacking while feeling bored, you just need to do this enough times. And your brain starts to form a link between that feeling of boredom and whatever alternative activity, instead of the link between boredom and snacking. Or maybe you don't do an actual activity instead, but you've just broken that boredom snacking habit by starting to think of boredom as a moment of peace. The end result is that you break that boredom snacking. Now, I know it's very natural to feel like, yeah, that all makes total sense, I can totally do this, and then have trouble actually doing it on your own. That's very common. It's very normal. Breaking bad eating habits is something that can feel very challenging, which is why so many people still struggle with bad eating habits, with lots of, you know, bad habits in general, right? So you can be super intelligent and a very hard worker and still have trouble with bad eating habits. All of my clients have been very intelligent, very hard workers, very capable, but still really struggled when they came to me, right? Enough that they said they've had enough and they need my help. So please don't feel ashamed or like there's something wrong with you if you struggle with this. I try to help you via these podcasts with very simple, actionable things that can be done on your own, but there's still always going to be a percentage of people that struggle with this due to lots of different circumstances. Either struggle with even just getting started, right? Or following through with them, or doing them consistently enough, right? So you may be the person who's tried at least something on her or his own already, and you're getting more and more frustrated and feel like you need help now. I am here for you. Don't let your frustration go on any longer, because it'll just have more and more of a negative effect on you and make it harder for you. So I recently had some one-on-one coaching slots open up because of clients who have transformed their eating habits and have completed our work together. So if you're interested in being the next person, then book a free consultation with me using the link in the episode description or right on my website, katemjohnston.com/consult. And I'm excited for you, because if you book your free consultation, say yes to yourself and your future health by saying yes to my one-on-one coaching program, Eat with Intention, and start by the end of August, I will give you my 8-week confidence continuum program for free. So what this is, it's an 8-week maintenance program that you'll do after our main work together, that after the one-on-one coaching program, Eat with Intention, that helps you transition to doing it all on your own without me. So it really just skyrockets your confidence and comfort even more so, right? And by the way, this entails actual sessions with me, not text message or email check-ins. It's one-on-one continued support and accountability for extra boosted confidence and comfort, but it's done in a weaning process kind of a way. Now, we also do all the, like, what I do in the one-on-one coaching program with you gives you confidence, and it makes you able to keep all these changes on your own. But some people have more of that, like, a little bit more of that fear, because maybe they've tried this on their own before and saw a lot of failure already. So sometimes that fear of failure can be carried in to something else, right? So it's really good for that person. It's also really good for the person that just really likes getting extra continued support for free, right? So I will gift you that program. All right, my lovelies, thanks for listening. Think about what your future self would do, and let's conquer that boredom snacking habit and any other bad eating habits. Take care, and I'll talk with you soon. Before you jump into the next episode, if you're feeling stuck in the cycle of frustration and disappointment with your eating habits, you don't have to stay there. Let's make change simple, not overwhelming. Book your free consult now. Just tap the link in the show notes.